Jim Clemons is the Democratic nominee for the 133rd District seat in the Missouri House of Representatives, which encompasses the southwest part of Springfield. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Springfield, or Battlefield, rather. I said Springfield when I should have said Battlefield, but have lived here 11 years, a little over 11 years, and have been retired for approximately 21 years, and during that time I have volunteered extensively throughout Missouri, throughout the area, and this is my first endeavor to be involved with politics, and so I'm new to this, and have been campaigning quite heavily. Married to my wife, Jane. Next month will be 53 years. We have two sons and three grandchildren. And life is good, and I just want to help people and make it better for other people by being involved with state government and so forth.
Okay, and why are you running for office?
Well, I had spent the last 13 years volunteering for AARP. And as you know, or should know, or if not, I'll explain that you serve two-year appointments. And I had served previously as the state president in Missouri for AARP, and it's close to 800,000 members. And then I went into a regional, eight-state position as a regional volunteer director with eight state presidents reporting in to me and coordinating the effort in eight states. And as you know, AARP is a nonpartisan organization, but very political. So I had worked with the legislatures in the various eight states, and then also worked with the national legislative activity in Washington, D.C., and I think I was in D.C. last year at least 12, if not 14 times, working on senior issues. And also, for the last 20 years combined between Washington State and Missouri, I have volunteered for the Aging Council for 20 years. And so when the Democratic Party came to me and said, "You're the kind of candidate that we'd like to see run for this seat," I was, since I was not into the volunteering where I had to remain nonpartisan, I chose to get involved, and so that's why I'm doing it, and I'm doing it to, at my age, to serve the people and help humanity going forward.
Okay, and how would you describe the district you're trying to represent and the issues that its citizens are concerned with?
Well, I think, number one, they want good and fair government, and they want it to be good for all Missourians. I also read the district as I knock on doors that they would like to see a very pro-business environment that produces good jobs throughout the district. I'm a product of the public school system. Without public schools, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I find that the citizens of the district are looking for good public schools and for the state to support the public school systems. And obviously, I'm very supportive of senior issues and understand senior issues very well. And also, I'm a defender of the Constitution. I've carried a copy in my pocket for over 20 years now in all my volunteering activity. And so I support the Constitution. And I find that the people in the district really want that supported and adhered to. So that's a little bit about that situation.
Okay, and what is your view on the legislature in Missouri as a whole?
my experience has been, and of course I've been to Jeff City many times representing other groups where I volunteered and so forth, and it's just like the walk of life. You know, you've got people of all descriptions, all different thoughts and so forth. But what I find is that with the legislature being tilted, let's say 70% or better to the Republican side of the legislature, I find that that doesn't get the proper vetting of issues that a more balanced legislature would bring. And it causes issues to really skew sometimes too far to the right to be good for all the people in Missouri. But I find that there are very, very good people in the legislature who take things seriously, but, you know, just have all types of views and so forth.
And you're a Democrat in a Republican stronghold. How will you ensure your voice is heard?
Well, I'm running what's called a grassroots, well, I'll answer it two ways. First, I'll say I'm running a grassroots campaign. I'm not taking any donations from corporate or any type of business, even though they need to be represented. Mine's very grassroots, and I'm doing door-to-door solicitation, that type thing. But really, the core of your question, would you restate that so I answer it properly?
Yes. You're a Democrat in a Republican stronghold. How will you ensure your voice is heard?
Well, I intend to, you know, operate on a nonpartisan basis, and hopefully that I know how to build relationships with people, because that's been my entire career, is building relationships in industry. I spent 35 years in industry, and I worked my way from, you know, entry level to becoming a president of a division within a Fortune 500 company. And spent my entire career dealing with people and clients and so forth throughout the United States. And really, you got to build relationships, trusting relationships. And I think that that's one of my strong points. And so to have my voice heard and to be heard in Jeff City as a minority, I think it would be building the relationships and the trust and respect so that your voice could be heard. Obviously, back in the district would be newsletters and town halls and whatever forums were available to constantly be informing the people in the district and getting feedback from them.
You mentioned the public schools earlier and how you've been through the public school systems. So can you just tell us a little bit about what your stance is on education and how you plan to defend that stance?
Well, obviously, I think funding is one of the number one issues for public schools. I know of, and I cannot name where they are right now, but there's several schools within the state that, because of funding, that have gone to four-day schools versus five just because of a lack of funding. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a product of the public schools, and because I came from a family of nine, there were nine of us kids, all of us except one attended college and graduated and have degrees all the way up to PhDs. I don't have a PhD, but I do have an MBA and a business background. So I think I would bring a business background to looking at schools and would figure out ways to look at allocation of the state resources to support the public school system. And I believe that, you know, if everything is about allocation of resources in Jeff City, then I would certainly place schools K through 12 with allocation priority, that we build the future by supporting public schools and getting people into public schools. and keeping them in public schools and educating them. So I, again, I'm just a strong proponent of public education. And obviously, if I'm elected, that would be one of the first things that you would see and hear about from me.
And what is your stance regarding ethics reform in the legislature?
Well, obviously, I think you got to have strong ethics in any profession, and because that's what makes the system work and work right. So ethic reform in the legislature where it's needed and it's identified as such, obviously I would be in support of that. But I also know that anything relating to my life, and I'm in my 70s, has always been about being around ethical people and ethical corporations. And it takes all the ethics in the world to get it right and be successful. In the long term, it just works. So if there's ethics reform needed in the legislature, obviously I'm going to be on board with that. And I think there is need for some ethic legislation to address some of the issues.
Do you have a specific plan for outlining economic growth in Missouri?
You know, as of today, I would not, but obviously would assess the leadership and what's going on in Jeff City. You know, I was involved in, as I said, business for 35 years with a Fortune 500 company, and I know that that everything needs to be conducive for business to conduct its business. And so the main thing when it comes to business, and this, I'm basing this on my background, was always have the playing field level. You know, I believe in regulatory activity, the right kind of regulatory activity. So I would want the regulatory activity and the regulations that are set in place to be put in play for everyone so that it was a level playing field. I always felt when I was in industry, if the playing field was at 100% level, then I had the capacity and the resources with the firm that was backing me to be successful, and was. So I think we've got to make it conducive to business that the regulations we have are the right regulations and that they're implemented fairly across the board for everyone so that we're on the same playing field.
What are your plans regarding tax reforms in Missouri?
Well, I've talked to so many people in the district about taxes, and one of the first things they like to throw up is, you'll go to Jeff City and raise taxes. Well, that's not necessarily true, because I've talked to many people who believe the issue is about allocation. So I would go, I never would go to any position or go to the legislature saying I would not raise taxes, but I would approach it first from the allocation point of view and look at how resources are allocated out and look at places where you could cut expenses and maybe reprioritize things to where the allocation was covering things such as public schools, so there's not 4-day-a-week schools going on in the state.
Okay, and just as a final question, what would you tell the audience about what would make you the choice candidate over your opponent?
Well, I think number one, and I know this is a very self-serving statement, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I have a vast amount of experience, and not only that, I have a lot of knowledge that came from my volunteering as it relates to government and so forth within the state and at the national level. And I guess finally I would say that since I'm retired, been married 53 years, my wife and I have raised a wonderful family, our kids have done well, that the good thing about me is that I would be able to devote myself full time to the position. It would not be one of those situations where I had all the activity back home, such as children and soccer and all those kind of things, which I did go through earlier in my life, where you have to devote yourself to the family. I could devote myself 100% to the position and take it very seriously, and would.
Okay, that is Jim Clemons, the Democratic nominee for the 133rd District seat for the House of Representatives. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and have a good day.